We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This episode of CT Business Now, in partnership with BigCT.biz, is presented by Superior Network of Companies, a multi-divisional statewide resource that's been serving contractors and homeowners by providing materials, equipment, and services to construction job sites and residential projects throughout southern New England for over 50 years. Time now for CT Biz Now, presented by the Superior Network of Companies in conjunction with BigCT.biz. And we welcome in Tony Mazzarella. He's the president of Maz Media, and Kathleen Crispino is back with us, the founder of this. Tony, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Give us a little bio. What is Maz Media?
Maz Media produces video content for a variety of industries. We produce educational material, mostly, for companies like Discovery Education, Infobase, and things like that. And most recently, we started getting into video content marketing. I read a book a few years ago that said, if you're not educating, you're not marketing. And I started thinking about that, and I said, you know, we're an educational company. That's what we started with.
Right, right.
And so I've kind of applied that philosophy to help businesses market themselves.
Let's say when you started, and it's been a while.
It's been a long time.
There's so many more facets to media, to messaging, all that. There's so many more tools to work with, but that also presents a challenge, I would think.
Well, the challenge is that there is so much and that there's just a lot of noise out there. So how do you break through the noise? I mean, when we first started, we would do a video for a company and a manufacturer that had a new machine or new product.
Right.
And they would use that in a sales presentation or at a trade show.
Right.
Today, you know, everybody has videos up on the internet, and how do you find them? And that's kind of our big thing is how do you find the business that we're trying to promote?
Are you a very big business? How many people do you have?
No, we're a very small business. We used to be we had 10 employees at one time, which is large, and we're down to just 3 people now.
So how do you compete against the bigger companies?
I think we go in with a lot of personal service and just personal service and a great product and building up relationships with people that they're dealing with the principals and not some large company.
I used to do a lot of voice tracks for, in fact, it's a pretty lucrative business, actually. It can be. Yeah. But for the, you know, for like TWA and some of these guys.
Yeah.
And it was great. Like training films, you know, and things like that. Mm-hmm. It was really kind of fun to do. And it was interesting. And that was like 25 years ago. So I imagine now it's just times 27. Times a million.
Yeah, there's you know, it's interesting now. When you used to try to hire a voiceover, you had to contact them. They come into your studio, they do a voiceover, you give it to the client. The client would look at it, like it, and then you know, today you go online, you
8
throw
million
a script,
people.
You throw a script on there, and you'll get 60 responses within an hour.
Were you angling for business there, Ray? Is that what you were?
I wasn't.
There?
I was just saying that.
It sounded like you were.
It was interesting.
It sounded like you were looking for work.
I learned something from these things. I did.
It sounded like you were looking for
work. Didn't do any good, did it?
How has the economy, how has Connecticut's business climate changed from the time you started back in 82 till now?
That's interesting.
Well, good. That's why we ask those questions.
Yeah, so you like that.
That's an interesting question. You know, when we started, you know, I remember we really got started in you know, the mid-80s. And, you know, we kind of formed the company, and then we got started in the mid-80s and started promoting ourselves and stuff. And, you know, I'd go to a company like Stanley Works or Superior Electric. And we, you know, they'd always want something done, and it was easy. You know, we do the program and get it done, and then I don't know. As I started doing more and more businesses over the years, you'd find that certain regulations forced the company out of business or forced them to leave the state.
And right.
Is that state regulations or national
state
or
regulations.
Federal regulations?
There were state regulations. Yeah. Yeah. You know, when I do research, I work with a lot of consultants, and I always found when you work with a consultant on any topic, you always get that that bit of information that you never really thought of. It's that inside information right. that only they know. And all the businesses I do business with have that inside information. And it seemed to me when the legislatures would pass a law, they never got that little bit of information that would have made a huge difference in how it affected the business, that business or that industry.
Right.
You know, I know a retailer, they changed the rules about how they can store their product.
And what?
I swear to God. And what happened was that they just, instead of storing it in Connecticut, they stored it in Massachusetts.
Cheaper.
Didn't have to pay a tax on it. And that's what they did. Hmm. So, you know, it's those little things. Like they don't look at all the consequences. I don't think they
want to know the consequences. In some cases, yeah. I think the minimum wage, they don't give a damn what happens to a business. No. They just care about we're helping people out to get, you know, X amount of dollars.
Right. And I think one of the, you know, I always talk about this. My wife was in education for a long time. And when they said that after a certain amount of hours, you had to provide health care. Well, what did the schools do? They just cut back. They cut back. So instead of hiring five paras, my wife would have to hire 10.
To make the time right.
To make the time right.
The ceiling.
So, you know, in the end, you're not giving the quality of service that you would to that child because you have different people with that special child all the time. And, you know, it changed the way we work.
You know, let me ask you this. I mean, you know, you watch one of these hearings, you know, which sometimes look like lords. But, you know, you hear all these hearings. There are people who sign up and can stay all day. Well, if you're running a business, you know, you don't have the time to sit around over the LOB waiting to testify.
Right.
So, in fact, who speaks for business? Now, I know we have one organization in the state and now the one that you're part of. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is they don't have time to do this. So nobody's presenting that little piece of information to the legislators, who I think do want to do the best. I really think they do.
I think the intent is always good.
Okay.
But they don't really understand all the consequences.
But what you're seeing is the people who come and can spend 3 hours in front of a panel,
right?
Because that's the story you get. Other guys don't have time for that, you know, businessmen or women.
Or don't even know what's happening.
What do you hope Big CT accomplishes? Why are you invested in it the way that you are?
Yeah.
I think that by getting the message out there and letting people know that this exists, that we do have a forum and we will have a voice. And I think together we can make change, you know. And, you know, we talk about getting attention. We can get attention, get their attention.
All right. Tony Mazzarella, part of Big CT, president of Maz Media, like Dunaway, a Trinity College grad. You know, let me just say this.
Yes,
you're known by the company you keep. All right. I'm just going to say that. Tony, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Good to see you, Tony.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.